It's really exciting to be here, because here is somewhere where we all are, and it's about where we're all going. And it's not really about what's been happening in the last week. You may have heard all sorts of rumours implying that this was somehow some grand stitch-up planned in advance by insiders in the union and the university. That's not the case. If I could have imagined a week ago that we, Pat and I, would have found so much support for what I think an awful lot of people in this room believe in, it's incredible. And I want to personally thank everyone who's been involved in making all of this happen so quickly and so effectively. But I also owe a massive debt of gratitude, because over this past week, people have emailed us, written to us, come knocking on our doors, asking how they can help and how they can be a part of what tonight is going to breed. And I want to thank especially those of you who are here not due to belief that what we're doing is right, but because you believe that you have something to add to this conversation that might enable us to do what we have yet done and make it do it much, much better. So thanks for coming. We hope that by the end of this evening, any questions you might have about the nature of the fellowship will be cleared up. Hopefully some of that's happened already. You've had a chance to read the Parliament bills, the letters from the Lord Rector, the Principal, and our draft interim constitution. With the blessings of the Principal and the Lord Rector Moffat and countless other well-wishers and the Scottish Parliament, we, the students of St Andrews, have been granted a unique opportunity at the precipice of our university's 7th century of existence. And we're gathered here tonight to discuss the future of the newly formed Kate Kennedy Fellowship. Currently, a really big name attached to a ragtag group of dreamers and believers. Pat and I, some of our friends, and some people we've never met before.
One thing I want to say before we sort of kicked all this off this evening. One of the largest lines of argument against what we're doing, something that neither of us, and I don't think many people in this room subscribe to, is that an argument against meetings of men or women for purposes of camaraderie or companionship. There's absolutely no problem with that. In fact, those things can often serve a very strong purpose and meet great ends as they are. But when those entities try to claim something much greater, something like a university, and at 600 years of traditions, that is when those individual bodies come into trouble. So tonight is about claiming those things back for everyone in this room.
This guy doesn't need notes. It would be preemptive and presumptuous for us that would be involved in the initial organization of the fellowship to imagine that we are somehow worthy or competent to determine where it's going, its future. That is a job for everyone in this room. It's also a job, the detailed job for the future fellows. Men and women whose names we can't stand up and tell you here today, for we might never have met them, but who will, we are certain, ensure the fellowship becomes stronger with each fledgling step until it matures into a shining symbol of what's best about this university. The fellowship is for all, and as such, its nature should be devised by all. Today, tonight, the fellowship is putting out a call for leadership. This will take the form of 36 fellows, each of whom will be charged by no authority other than that the composite will of their peers, with upholding our university's most ancient traditions. But in this, the 21st century, we must hold ourselves and our friends to a higher code of conduct than we have ever held before. A fellow must also be a noble, a humble ambassador of the university to the rest of the student body. The first generation of fellows will be bridled with a historic responsibility, setting a precedent for the activities and reputation of the fellowship in years to come. Anyone lucky enough to be here, to spend a portion of their lives at St Andrews, risks finding himself or herself enchanted and enamoured by the enigmatic beauty and uncanny magnetism of this place. I mean, I'm a fourth-year returner, and some of the people in this room have been here for longer. Now, for the first time, the Kate Kennedy Fellowship offers anyone who recognises in themselves qualities they feel could be put to use promoting the cause of understanding what it means to be a St Andrews student, both within this town and abroad, offering them a chance to be part of the living history of this place. The exact duties of the fellows are yet to be determined, and will largely be conceived by those who step forward and express interest and involvement. But perhaps to help stimulate people from all sectors and backgrounds in St Andrews to participate, we should share something of our vision. We imagine a group of men and women with wide-ranging skills and interests, contributing to a growing body of works, highlighting what is best about living in this town. Whilst we'll continue to throw some of the best and biggest balls in St Andrews, and ensure that this year's procession is on an unprecedented scale, we will additionally endeavour to cultivate an entirely new culture within the fellowship. We are looking to recruit creative, hard-working people, people willing to channel their talents into a range of projects.
As far as what we've received so far, in terms of ideas, thoughts that came across people running up on the street, have been for photographers come up and say, what about a photo journal of St. Andrews? Had writers come up, what about articles published in the newsprint that would be very interesting? We have people coming up and saying, have you ever thought of this tradition that died out 20 years ago? Or what about this old thing that I heard about that was really, really special and sounded amazing? What can we do to put that back in? And that's what tonight's conversation is about. So if any of you believe in those things or have something in your heart that you would really like to put a St. Andrew slant on, something you'd like to bring back to the university, that's what this conversation is about.
The way tonight's going to run. Pat's going to go on and present our interim draft constitution. This is something we've written up with the help of an awful lot of people who have come forward and said, how can I be a part of this? What can I do? Then, every table sitting around here has got various questions on it. What is the fellowship to do? What traditions would you like to see back in St. Andrews? How should the university pick her Kate? Things like that. Discuss amongst yourselves these questions. Discuss amongst yourselves the constitution. Figure out what your vision for things are. Write them down. At the end of the night, pick someone from your table to present back to everyone else in this room what they feel. All of this will be recorded, put down, and will be used in putting forward a proper constitution, an actual constitution, for you, by you. This is something that's not been, as I said at the beginning, cooked up by the university. All this stuff that's printed out, booking this place, all the rest of it. We have the support of the university. We're very privileged that they have shown them their unprecedented support for this initiative. And the Parliament recognises this in this bill. I mean, we're just students. This is pretty crazy. This is pretty crazy. It's really exciting, but it's pretty crazy. We're a little intimidated. And I hope that when everyone else's brains is turned on this, and it's not just Pat and I and everyone who's come to us so far, this can be something really big and really beautiful.